presenting We Got the Geek with your hosts, J-Stu and K-Stu. We Got the Geek is recorded before a live studio audience.
Welcome to a very special episode of We Got the Geek. We're going to talk comics, and we're going to give our impressions of the Niagara Falls Comic Con last week. So we'll be discussing that. And on top of that, it's our 100th segment on We Got the Geek.
Hell yeah.
Woohoo! Awesome.
So for the occasion, we've gotten the band back together. Answering the call to arms tonight, we have our resident crazed Firefly fanatic, the official photographer of We Got the Geek, Mr. Ryan McNabb.
AJ.
Also in the studio, the man who reads 8,000 comics a month, our very own Cape Crusader. It looks like he's growing his Superman hobo beard back. Mr. Don Frazier.
I am growing a Superman hobo beard back. Thank you for noticing.
Of course. And we're glad to have our good friend back. He's coming off of his string of comic book convention appearances, his tour, his world tour.
Yeah!
When he's not drawing a mean Boba Fett, he can be seen stopping fires and saving cats from tall trees. Mr. John Bomer.
I stopped a fire?
I guess.
Oh, yeah. But I don't think you guys knew me then. But hey, it's glad to be back in the studio.
It's been a while, sir.
It has Soon been. Long. And, you know, I'm glad I've returned.
No, she didn't.
I don't think it's the end of my con season. I think I might be picking up a few others. But I'm taking a short break.
A hiatus?
Yeah. Niagara Comic Con just, man, that was such a good show. It just did me right in. So I'm taking a little bit of a break.
Cool. And I'll just mention that she's in the studio. Maybe she'll talk. Katie, Don's friend. Hi.
Hi.
Katie, Don's friend.
Get back to doing your homework, girl.
And of
it's good
course,
that you met her because of her unique last name, Don's friend.
Don's friend. That's one word, Don's friend.
And sporting the Wonder Woman tiara, the lovely case, too.
Yeah, oh, I thought that was Ryan. Sorry.
Oh.
No.
Don was earlier. You missed it.
I did.
Where?
Well, he's a wonder.
On my noggin.
Beep.
No, my beep. This might want to censor that.
Oh,
oh, there's evidence.
Oh. May or may not go up on the site.
Oh,
I think it will.
Oh.
We can Photoshop the rest of the costume.
Photoshop the gut out of it, please.
All right, guys. So listen, last weekend on June the 8th and 9th was the Niagara Falls Comic Con. John was there as an artist. We were there working. Don was there as a fan. Brian was doing his photography. So we're going to get some of your impressions and whatnot. Do you guys have a specific highlight of the 2 days?
I have a lot of highlights from those 2 days. This was, for me, this was probably the best show to be at as a fan for me so far out of all the shows I've gone to. So even the fact that I was behind the table most of the time and couldn't really get out a lot, I got to do more fan-related stuff and achieve more fan objectives during this show than, like, any of the shows I've gone to previously. It was a blast, man. Like, a hug from George Perez to start Saturday off. Got to meet Mark Silvestri and Sam Jones. Like, there's just too many highlights to really go over. We could do a whole show on just my highlights.
Well, yeah. Definitely a good weekend, that's for sure.
My highlight was meeting Perez, but then I was a little bit of a fanboy around him and kind of lost in my mind what I wanted to tell him. Ryan and I were in the line for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to sell. Ryan's not familiar with his work, go figure.
Well, he's new to comics.
He's
right?
New to comics. So I'm trying to sell him on George Perez and what he's done and what he's drawn in the last 30 years. And in my head, I'm like, oh, I want to tell him, you know, like his work's meant a lot to me, like Crisis on Infinite Earths. Because of him, I became a fan of Ted Kord because he appeared in Crisis. So I got it in my head. And it was his birthday, too. So, okay, I got to tell him happy birthday. I got to thank him for all the good work. I get up there, I pretty much said, it's an honor to meet you, handed over the Crisis trade paperback and said, can you sign this? My wife gave me this, thanks. And then I had my picture taken with him and that was it.
Nice. Well, don't worry, man, we got the birthday thing covered. Sunday morning on the way there, I picked up a birthday card and signed it from all of us here at We Got
Thanks,
the Geek
John.
And all of our other crews that we're involved with. And he was super excited for that.
Oh, thanks. Very nice man.
He's definitely sociable with all the people. Like, it wasn't just sign and then next. He was, like, talking to them, especially when he was doing the sketches for the people. Like, he was, and then especially taking the pictures. Like, he was really up there. It's not one of those, like, you see in some pictures where it's like you can't touch the person. It was like,
well, you didn't have a choice. He jumped around the table to give me a hug, and it was, he's genuinely one of those quality people that you know loves to see the fans, probably more than the fans love to see him. Like, he really is that appreciative of the fans that come to see him and that follow his work. He was the very first celebrity artist that I ever got to talk to on the very first con that I went to, going back, I think, to about 2006. And I was J-Stude at that moment when I first met him, where I would just look at him and I actually couldn't get any words out. I put down an issue of the new Teen Titans. I had this big grin on my face. My wife, at the who was there with me, was like nudging me to say something, and I couldn't because I just couldn't stop smiling. And he signed it for me, and he shook my hand, and I managed to get out, "Thanks." And then that was it. So I got to redeem myself this time. I felt a lot better because I got to chat with him both mornings. It was really good.
Ryan will back me up. I had like a Homer Simpson moment in the line. I was like, oh my God, there he is. I'm going to meet him.
Dental plan. He's braces.
Well, Jay was texting me. Like, I wasn't that far from the table talking to the fellow artist that we got the geek follows, Christopher Yao.
Yeah.
So we're talking about not even 3 feet. Jay, I get this text message. It's like, "Don't forget." I just turn around. I'm like, "Jay, I was like 3 feet away. I'll take your picture." Like, he was just worried, just in case, because I was still doing my pictures for our website, right?
Yeah, that was pretty funny.
You do wander away.
But it was true. He could have just turned around and say,
shiny,
"Hey,
disappear."
It's like, "Squirrel, come on." It's like,
"Puff puff."
But no, we actually took some. I took some amazing shots. Like,
you did, man. You did, like, take some good shots.
My highlight of the day was definitely the cosplay. But the one, it's a home built from scratch R2-D2 unit. This kid
that kid was sitting in.
I had to take a second glance to realize, oh my God, there's a kid inside of there.
That was Katie Don's friend.
Yeah, I think that was like Katie your Don's nephew or your niece's cousin.
My niece. Yeah.
And I'm like, I was talking to father. It's like, that is freaking phenomenal. Like, so I took a couple pictures. One where it's just, I asked the kid to back up. He's like, that is so awesome. And then I actually also took a picture of like where the inside. I'm like, yes, there's a kid in there. I'm like, that was the best costume.
Was a cool costume.
That kid caught me by surprise, because at one point, I guess it was Saturday morning he was there, or Sunday morning?
Well, this is the Sunday. I don't know if he was there Saturday.
So it was Sunday morning, after I'd given George Perez the birthday card. I was making my way back to my table, so it was like right when the con opened. And that kid was there in one of the aisleways, and I just thought it was like an R2-D2 like trash bin or something.
Exactly.
Like one of the vendors' spots. And as I was walking closer to it, it moved away slightly. So I stopped, and I moved a bit, and it moved a bit. And he totally did that, you know, bad guy in the bush hiding kind of moment, just kind of sneaking away from me. And then I just moved quickly and got up in front of it and looked in the front little opening. I was like, is there a person in there? Yeah. I just heard this little giggle come out, and I was like, okay, you got me. And I went back to my table. That was like the third time there was a group of kids that did that to me. During setup on Friday night, all the people have, they got boxes out everywhere because they're loading up their shelves and whatnot. There was like a 12-year-old girl hiding in one of the cardboard boxes, and her brother was her spotter. And they were communicating by a little peephole in the box on the back side. So when I was walking by, box flies open and the stuff that was on top comes flying out at you, and then she closes the lid back down on herself. Made me jump 2 feet over to the side, and I walk back over and I lift up the one flap, and she's just sitting in there waving up, "Hi." Like, okay, you got me good. Like, I don't know what it was, but that was kind of like the energy through the whole show, is just people there having fun the whole time.
Yeah, that's what I got. I was walking around, everybody was having a good time. Even a lot of the celebrities were just having a great time. Like, there was a lot of people like just chanting along with Jason David Frank. Hacksaw had everybody's the entire time. It's so much fun. Like, everybody was having a great time there too. There was a lot more vendors this year too. The swords, I was just amazed that they had Batarangs. Like, they looked like ones from Batman Begins. Like, the ones you made out on the grinders. Ridiculous.
Oh, I missed that, man.
Yeah, it was awesome. For those fans out there of obscure video games, they had Kingdom Hearts Keyblades for sale.
That's
like 60
pretty cool.
Bucks for a full original style Keyblade. I was going to buy one, but I felt a little bit more prudent to buy a case of beer.
I had beer while I was at the show because they had the beer cart going around.
Yeah, they did.
Beer cart.
Yeah.
That guy was going too fast, though.
Yeah, I know. I missed him through the whole thing, and then during takedown, he comes over and he parks in front of me. Like, we're all packing up to leave, and he's like, "I got beer." I'm like, "Then I need one."
It's like an ice cream truck. You just show up just in time to drive away.
Exactly.
Oh,
yeah.
Ice cream. Oh.
I saw people getting their pictures taken with him in the cart. Like. This wasn't Adam West or anything like that. This was the beer cart guy, and he was getting pictures with people. You know it's a good show when the beer guy is just as important as the celebrities.
He's the beer guy. He has to be as important as the celebrities.
Just to add on, Don, like, with the celebrities walking around, Saturday I spent most of the con out in the lobby, just away from the crowd, and I can watch everybody out there. Like, I have just as much fun just sitting in the lobby. Like
just, you get to see everything.
Almost everything. I missed a lot this year, apparently. Last year I sat, like, right by the door, so I saw everybody coming in. This year I was down a little bit from the door, so I didn't get to see everything. But then I went back into the con, like, an hour and a half before it was over, where the crowds kind of died down a little bit. And I walk in, and right when you walked in, most of the comics were set up there with their big Hulk, and then right next to them was the Doctor Who Society with their...
with the Daleks.
Walking, talking Daleks.
Yeah.
So they have all the Daleks around, and the guys are in there. They're, like, playing around and stuff. Tim Russ is walking around. I'm like,
"Yep.
Sorry, what now? You don't belong in this universe." And it was just so funny. And then I went, made my way around, and went to the back where the celebrities were. And David Prowse wasn't at his table or anything. And I was like, "Oh, okay." Like, I've seen him before. And I wasn't looking to, like, get my picture taken with him or anything. It was just, "Oh, I'm so David Prowse today." He wasn't there. All right, no big deal. So walk down a little bit further, and he's... there's David Prowse, and who was he talking to? Do you remember?
I'm not sure.
He talked to everybody.
Yeah, it was him and, I want to say, one of the wrestler guys.
Was it Ted DiBiase? Or Mick Foley?
Mick Foley.
Mick Foley, because you told me that story. Yeah.
And I'm just like, "What? No?" And they're just, like, over at the side having a little conversation. I was like, "This is awesome. I love my life."
And we walked a little bit further on, and the suit Nazi was sitting in the Batmobile.
Yep.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's, everybody just had fun. Like, David Prowse is such a cool guy to talk to. And, like, I got a little bit spoiled because...
A little bit.
I got an understatement. I got a lot spoiled because on Saturday night, after the first day of the con, we had a big birthday bash for a few members of our local 501st group, and an anniversary celebration tied into that for some of our 501st people. And so we all went out for dinner to a really nice restaurant there in the Falls, not far from the Scotiabank Center, and David Prowse joined us for dinner. I got to sit there and eat steak and chat with David Prowse.
Nice.
And it was funny because the band that was playing was great, but they were so damn loud. You know, you're kneeling down right next to Prowse and you're practically sitting in his lap trying to talk to him, and he just keeps saying, "Man, these guys are great, but they're such a conversation killer." But yeah, it was really cool to actually just chat with the guy about his career and stuff, and, you know, he loves his fans, and he loves the 501st, and he really enjoys getting to do stuff like this. But then I asked him, like, out of your career, what was your favorite thing you've done? And he talked about the Green Cross Code Man. It's like this thing, he traveled the world teaching kids about road safety as this character, the Green Cross Code Man. And he just talked about how that was, like, his best thing ever. I was like, "Oh my god, like, you're
that's
awesome."
Cool.
Yeah. That's very down to earth.
Yeah, so I, like, when he had mentioned it, I didn't get to talk to him much about it because the band was so loud, but he had mentioned it. So I went and reading up on it the next day, and I was just like, "Wow, that's impressive. Like, you're Darth Vader and you're awesome in a totally other way. Like, you're like, you should be Superman."
Well, not only is he Darth Vader, he trained Christopher Reeve when he was
For the Superman movie. Oh, wow. You know, and he's personal friends with Arnold Schwarzenegger and Lou Ferrigno from back in their bodybuilding days. Like,
wow.
Like, the guy's just had an amazing life, and he's such a nice, down-to-earth guy to chat with. I'm still shaken from the fact that I got to, you know, sit there and eat dinner with him and so many other cool people. What was funny was the Friday night, where I felt a little bit spoiled, even though it was a total fanboy moment. Driving down Stanley Avenue towards the Scotiabank Center, I get to the street lights at Stanley Avenue and Ferry Street. So I'm like 6 blocks from the convention center. And as I'm sitting at the lights in the car, waiting for my chance to go forward, a couple comes up to the corner and they hit the little button on the pole to go across the street. And I see the woman, older lady, but nice looking older lady. And so, you know, you lean over to see who's got the nice looking older lady. And yeah, it was Jeremy Bullock there with his wife just about across the street. So here I am, like, doing this head bob around the mirror to see them. And he realizes that I recognize who he is, just gives me a little nod and a little wave. And it was Jeremy Bullock just waved at me at the street corner. Yeah, it was.
Was it a nod of don't blow my cover or a nod of hey?
I think it was a you recognize me, hi, okay, I'm a tourist right now, leave me alone sort of thing.
Oh yeah, a little from column A, a little from column B.
Yeah, I, every time I tried to talk to him at the con, it was I would walk up to a group of people that he was talking to and start talking to all of them, and then he would walk away to go talk to another group. So every time throughout the show, I missed him. It was pretty funny, but man, yeah, I could go on forever about the highlights of this event.
All right, well, why don't we take a quick break, and we'll play a lovely commercial, and when we come back, we'll talk more about the convention and some comic books.
Yeah, we'll listen to some other people talk, so I don't have to talk so much.
Ah, it's fine, John. We've missed you, buddy. We'll be right back.
Stay tuned, loyal listeners. There's more We Got the Geek still to come.
A new spin on the traditional comic book store. Pulp Comics is the place to buy all your new comics, graphic novels, toys, and collectibles. Located at 4559 Queen Street in Niagara Falls, we have over 20,000 back issues, Wi-Fi, arcade, posters, DVDs, MTG, RPG games, board games, complete with 1,400 square feet of gaming tables and vintage arcade downstairs. Pulp Comics cares about you and your comic buying experience. That's why all of our comics are bagged and boarded, whether you're a pull list subscriber or just shop off the rack. Table rentals are now $5 for a full session of tabletop goodness. Bring your own game or play any of the available house games. Cards, dice, pawns, and pencils, everything you need for an evening of competitive social interaction, schemes and intrigue, luck, both good and bad included, and an awful lot of fun. At Pulp Comics, we have the fiction for your affliction.
All right, welcome back. We're sitting here with K-Stu, John, Ryan, Katie, and the mighty Don Frazier.
I'm pretty mighty.
You are, sir. We're talking about the Niagara Falls Comic Con, and do you guys have any favorite cosplayers besides the R2-D2 kid?
There's actually, all of them were pretty amazing, but the family ones, like when I was sitting out in the hall with Kath, there was a family of a Stormtrooper, a Tusken Raider, which is his wife.
Sandtrooper.
What did I say?
You said Stormtrooper. Get it right. Just Sandtrooper.
Same thing.
So, oh,
did I just...
wow.
I'm just going to move over.
Wow, nobody's going to let you take a picture.
May I
quote Bruce Willis from The Jackal? Run.
Run, yeah, run.
Well, to Jack Black.
Yes.
So it was him and his wife and his kids. The kids were Jawas. With light up eyes, which were amazing.
And yeah, she was the wife was the
Tusken
Raider.
So I actually got a couple pictures of them. Like, it was amazing. Apparently, the father said it took 2 years to put the costumes together for him.
It takes a long time to build these things, man.
Which is impressive. But
the best thing about that costume, though, because it's usually the Tusken Raider with the Jawas around, and not necessarily the Sand Trooper with them. I thought it was a guy. In the costume. And then all of a sudden she
takes
it
off
and
it's
like, there's a girl in there.
They can be girls. Let's be honest, John knows a very hot Stormtrooper.
I know several very hot Stormtroopers. And they were all there. And honestly, like, they all play the character very well. You'd never know who was actually in there until they take the buckets off and, you know, it's just,
well, I even had to ask you that.
Hotness.
Yeah. Like, I actually even asked you a couple times when I've taken pictures at, like, Pulp Comics or at Fun Expo.
Well, because says, I know them.
You know them. It's
I can
like,
see the
how
armor
do you
and I
tell?
Know exactly who it is, even with the helmet on. But that's because I've been around them long enough. It's you can just tell how everybody's armor hangs, right?
Well, a Stormtrooper walked by the hallway when I was sitting out there, I think on Sunday. And Diana was like, oh, there's a guy in a Stormtrooper. And I looked a little bit closer, and I was like, I think that's a girl. I thought it was Andrea, but I wasn't positive, because she was all helmeted
up. It
could
have been Andrea. It might have been Sarah, because Sarah was suited up as well. There was a few of them. So, yeah, you never really know who it is.
But it was funny, because if anybody would have been watching me, I'm all checking out the stormtrooper, trying to figure out, like, I'm a little creepy right now. No. I wasn't, like, telephoto lens.
You get used to that.
Well, I just...
Sorry, go ahead, man.
Well, I like the fact that the families were getting all involved.
There was a lot of families, like, or parents and their kids, or... Yeah. I even saw some grandparents with their grandkids.
That's
there.
Awesome.
Did you see the monsters?
I did not see
the monsters.
One.
Were hilarious.
That was awesome. Saturday.
Oh, okay.
Saturday, yeah.
But it was Grandpa and Lily and Eddie.
That's awesome.
I got a picture, like, from a distance of them, but oh my god.
That was
I saw them waiting in line, and I was like, seriously, that guy's supposed to be like Eddie Munster, or Grandpa Munster. And then I looked a little bit further, I was like, oh my god!
That's awesome. Well, the other ones I liked the family is they did a Doctor Who theme.
Doctor
so
family
so they had the Daleks, Cybermen,
yep.
the
yep.
Weeping Angel. Like, I thought that was amazing.
Actually,
literally, the daughter was going, like, the full-on, like, hands in front for the Weeping Angel. And then you had the Dalek one where she had that, whatever that she was holding up that was supposed to be the plunger.
I love when the guys drive around in the Daleks from the Doctor Who Society, because when they go up to a little kid that they, you know, might be a little bit scared, they'll actually say, hello, puny human, would you like to shake my plunger? And then they actually extend it out and shake it so that the kid can be more comfortable before they exterminate them.
Well, that's the one. when they were parading them, it's like, move out of the way, human. It's like, was awesome.
Yeah, it was great.
Shake my plunger.
Yeah.
The Doctor Who Society, those guys that do that, they are amazing with the crowd. Like, they'll stay in character, but like John said, like, they'll get you comfortable if you're not...
Yeah,
they were,
as soon as you don't pay attention, man.
Oh.
They did that at Articon when we were there. They did that here. I saw a video of them doing it at the Ottawa show.
Well, let me ask you this. Okay, was there somebody in there? Because
Okay,
because I was trying to look for, you know how...
driving it.
The Astro Tech guys, the ones that created the R2-D2 units. I'm thinking someone's remote control, so I'm looking when they were doing the parade. I'm like...
Yeah,
how is that?
We were lucky enough at Articon to be at the table next to them, so we watched them get in and out. The big
the dreadnought.
Has a trap door.
Yeah, the Dalek dreadnought has a trap door.
That's awesome.
From the back. So we kept making a comment that the Dalek was pooping a human.
Yeah, it always looks like that.
And then Articon was a little smaller, so they only had the gold one with them.
Yeah,
the smaller gold one. That one came apart. It was three pieces. So there was the base that he sat in, the middle piece that went up over him, and then
the head.
That's awesome.
So we watched them taking them apart and getting in and out all day long.
Just and like they've got it down to a science, man. It's just like you snap your fingers and they're in and they're off.
They put their headset on, which then goes into the speaker.
And it changes the voice.
His wasn't working that day, so the big green one wasn't talking at Articon. The gold one was. And
they were all talking at Niagara Falls.
Yeah, they were all.
Well, he was saying how he had to, because the green one, he had left it out in the sun too long, and
the foam and stuff
cracked.
Expanded and cracked, so there was damage they had to fix
so
before.
Fix all that
before the Ottawa show.
Oh yeah.
And then after they did the Ottawa one, they were here in Niagara, and man, they're just an awesome
group. Like, the
stuff
they put into that.
That's awesome. I thought that was incredible. Now, I didn't realize there's somebody in that.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
cool.
That's what makes it more interesting.
Yeah. They do the Dalek parade. So, they would come by the hallway a few times, and we're sitting out there, and Diana's like, I go to the bathroom. So, we're, like, right across from the washroom, right? So, I was like, go ahead and go. So, she goes to the washroom. She comes out, and it's Dalek parade. She's like, because they were just, like, all right there in her face, so she had to wait for the Daleks to go by. And then there was a girl that was cosplaying as Supergirl.
Yep, that's on YouTube.
Did they get her exterminated on YouTube?
It's on. I saw it online. The video was on Facebook, and I'm pretty sure it's on YouTube as well.
So they exterminated Supergirl?
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. It was the funniest thing, because I had gotten up to take a picture of somebody else over to the side, and then I turned around to go back to my seat on the bench, and they exterminated her. She went flying back into the will call sign, like, trampled over the sign.
Knocked the sign down and she was not ready for it.
Everybody in the lobby just started clapping for her. It was just
man, that would have been awesome to see.
Yeah, it's...
Well, I
gotta look
for
it. We have to find it online because
it
was funny.
Yeah, I can see the YouTube of that.
Yeah, the picture I have...
Oh, yeah, she just...
see the steam.
She just destroys that sign and just goes right through it.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
You'd think that, you know, they give you warning. They yell, exterminate, and then they do it. Like... Move to the side. just list slightly to the left.
Even though they're screaming exterminate, you're not expecting full-on steam coming out of that thing.
Well, it's just compressed air.
Yeah, but oh my
god, it's all it is. But yeah, it's fun.
Well, definitely can't wait to see what they have in store for next year. That's for sure.
Well, I know that Articon is supposed to have 3 Daleks next year. They had 2 this year, and nice. It was fun. They're going to have 3 next year. You know that they're going to have to be back at Niagara Comic Con. Those guys are probably going to be like a staple there now because of, you know, how entertaining they were.
They're going to be at...
Oh, at Fan Expo, they're trying to get the largest assemblage of Daleks ever in one place.
Wow. Yeah, they did. They just announced that this week, didn't they? That they were going to be there.
Yeah.
That would be cool to see.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wonder what the number would be that they would have to have. Because
sure.
I think in Ottawa and here in Niagara, they had, what, like 6?
Yeah.
So, yeah, the question would be, just how many would the largest number be?
Can you imagine the parade for that one?
Is it in
Brian,
Canada or
internet, track this down.
Is it ever in Canada or ever anywhere?
I don't think it's said. Like, maybe everywhere. I don't know.
I would imagine
in Britain or something.
Yeah, I would imagine in Britain it was probably a pretty big collection of them because, you know, that's where all the originals were, right?
That would be more than 6.
But, yeah, probably in North America because you're only going to have like, these private groups of people that have built them, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm gonna build one.
Somebody,
your garage.
Somebody interweb and find that out because I'm really curious now.
It's just gonna be me wrapped in tinfoil with a plunger in my hand. I'm a Dalek. Exterminate!
Gold buttons on your pants?
That's a German accent. Exterminate!
You just need a paintball gun with no paintball so you can shoot the compressed air out. What do you think, Jay? If you had the opportunity to drive a Dalek, would you do that?
Oh, for sure. I don't know if they could squeeze me into one of those. But
well, those are some pretty big guys. You know, I think I could fit in there, and you're not. You're pretty much about the same size as me, so.
It'd be fun. It'd definitely be fun.
That should have been a survey question for the Geek Survey, but you know what? I wanted to know. Would you drive a Dalek?
I would drive a Dalek.
Start taking that to work.
Yeah.
It's cool, though. I think we saw, like, at least... every incarnation of Doctor Who was there in costume.
Yeah, pretty much. They had everybody covered.
Actually, Doctor Who was a pretty big theme this year.
Oh, yeah. Adventure Time.
Oh, my God. Do you know how many
of
those?
Adventure Time, Doctor Who, and Batman villains.
Yeah.
There's a lot of Batman
villains. The Adventure Time kind of creeped me out because I only recognized the one weird one that Diana wears, the white
thing.
I don't know what the rest of them are, but, like...
There's the yellow
she was schooling me that day on those characters.
The people just look... strange, you know. Good for them, they're having fun, but you're odd to me. I like the superheroes, I like the villains, I like stuff that like people know.
Yeah.
Princess Bubblegum.
Oh, okay.
Wears a pink dress and a crown that just goes up. It's like a straight yellow.
I saw a chick that had that one.
Did you see, like, she had like a huge, like, Victorian looking steampunky pink gown?
Yeah.
That was amazing.
Okay.
She was a
That's
great,
what she was from?
Yeah.
I was just like, oh, look at that chick.
Yeah. No, she was Princess Bubblegum.
She's dressed as something.
There were so many times, and I freaking love my kid, because I'm sitting there, and I'm like, that's a cool costume. I don't know what it is. And she was just like, oh, it's blah, 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 blah. Sorry, what now? And it was like video games that I've heard of, but she just sits there and watches YouTube videos of anything, so she knows all this stuff. And there was a Slender Man.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Slenderman?
Yeah, that was awesome.
And I didn't think Diana would know Slenderman, so I was like,
"What is Slenderman?"
I'm like, "Look at that guy with the spider legs."
Yeah.
And she goes, "That's Slenderman."
It's an old horror story about this tall man in a suit, no face, just completely white, and they brought it into a video game called Slender. You can download it for free online, and just reintroduce the horror genre. Like, the game itself is scary, just because the ambiance on it. Yeah, so, like, everybody's into it now.
But just that my kid knew that? I'm like, come on. It was something else she schooled me on, and
I don't let you play this game.
Well, we know that next year, like, I'm going to have an artist table there, because I've been at every one of them, and as long as they'll have me, I'm going to be at these events. But I should have my armor done by next year's round, so I'm going to want to suit up at the 501st.
Yeah.
Would any of you guys actually go in costume next year?
I've always wanted to.
I did the first year.
Yeah, you did Budget Batman. It was awesome.
Budget Robin.
I made that mistake also.
Here's the thing, though. We've mentioned this about Don before. He's always calling him his budget cheap costumes, and then his costumes kick ass.
Well, they're fun.
The amount of money I spend on them, they're pretty good. But this year, I started growing the beard. I want to be homeless Superman.
Yeah.
Fisherman, Superman.
But you've got the better beard, I've got the build, so we kind of go together, right?
I'll have to hit the gym.
So,
Okay, so if you're going to suit up as you know, a member of the press for We Got the Geek next year, what would you suit up as, Jace? Ted Kord?
There was a time where the Blue Beetle was fat, so I...
Shut up.
Jack Ryder?
No, Jack Ryder is Ryan.
General O'Neill?
General
O'Neill. Should go as Night Owl.
Night Owl, yes.
Daniel Jackson?
Daniel Jackson, yeah.
No, because there's already a guy that does Daniel Jackson and does it, like, extremely well.
Yeah, he looks like Michael Shanks from season one of the show.
Oh, yeah?
With his hair and everything.
A little round
glasses. I don't know. Blue Beetle, Green Arrow, something cool.
Okay, so we got to find you a Blue Beetle suit for next year.
All right.
Okay. Okay, Stu, you got your work cut out for you. You got to find all the components, whip it up, put all it together.
It should be pretty simple. His was a basic suit. It's not like you're building the Scarab armor.
Right.
True.
Oh, for that one that doesn't really count as...
For Jaime?
We don't say his name. He's just the guy who's currently known as Blue Beetle.
He's not the Voldemort Beetle.
He is for me. He doesn't count. He's not the Blue Beetle. He's just some dude with the same name.
Oh, gosh. You know, I should mention, I don't think anybody else here saw the dude, but my favorite costume...
I think you imagined him.
No, I didn't. My favorite costume of the day was just a guy that looked like Robert Downey Jr., and all he did was...
Oh, he had that little lit-up thing on his
didn't
shirt?
Didn't even have that. He combed his hair and trimmed his beard like Tony Stark, had a Black Sabbath t-shirt on like he had in the Avengers, and he just kept walking around giving the peace sign and had sunglasses on. Looked just like him.
Really? I did see a guy that looked similar who had, like, the light-up chest.
Yeah, we saw that guy, too,
yeah.
But it was funny because there was a... I noticed him because this guy in the Iron Man armor had his picture taken with him. And this other guy blew my mind, two Iron Mans. It was so simple. And that guy must never pay for beer or drinks or anything. He looks just like Robert Downey Jr.
There was a guy there on Sunday that was Tony Stark. And he had the white, like, white beater t-shirt on. And the arc reactor, and then he had his arm done up.
Right.
And it was this cool costume.
Nice.
It was so cool, though, and I was nice. That's kind of awesome. There was a lot of detail in the arm stuff that he had done, and you saw where it connected in through the tank top into the arc reactor thing, and it was like, well, that's kind of cool.
If we're going as the press, you mentioned I should just do the simple Clark Kent with a Superman shirt under the suit.
I think that is, like, the easiest... And one of the coolest looking cosplays. If you just wear a Superman t-shirt with a white button-up shirt, half done up, the tie askew, and the glasses.
Okay, you could be Lois, I could be Clark. You could wear the pillbox hat.
I'm no Lois. Let's just say that.
All right.
I've been watching way too much Doctor Who lately that I'm watching it to the point where I'm like, I want to cosplay this. I've never watched a show and wanted to cosplay it before.
Cybermen.
I kind of like that because... You don't have to do your hair or anything.
Just
get tinfoil. What about you, Ryan?
Tinfoil.
Not man enough to costume
I'm the
up.
Man behind the camera.
But then I have seen Wonder Woman ones that I want to do.
The man behind the camera who's suited up is going to get a lot more pictures than the man who's not suited up.
Can you be Peter Parker then and just wear a Spider-Man like t-shirt under your
shirt?
And a Daily Bugle badge?
We
should go as famous superhero press next year, man. Superman Lois, Peter Parker here.
Then I do have to be
Hunter's Jimmy Olsen?
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. He wear the bow tie and
the
camera.
Just happened.
Are we going to include Don in this? What's
Don.
He going to do?
Well, he could. I don't know. Like, who else is in the press? Ned Leeds, the Hobgoblin. There you go.
Snapper Carr.
Snapper
Carr.
Snapper Carr.
I need to get a jacket.
No. I have way too much of a crush on Snapper Carr.
No. Yeah. Cass got a crush on Don.
J. Jonah Jameson. You can shave your mustache with that Hitler stash
and then dye your hair gray at the top.
You know how many looks I would get with a Hitler stash?
Not if you're J. Jonah Jameson, it just keeps screaming Parker.
With a cigar? Going at him all day, Parker.
Walking around with a cigar, yeah.
I had a bad enough look with my haircut. That's not, who's that other guy who, the other reporter for the Bugle? Older guy.
Robbie Robertson?
No. His son is the new Hobgoblin.
Oh, yeah. Ben Urich.
Ben Urich, that's it.
Ben Urich from the Daredevil comics?
Yeah, he works at the Daily Bugle.
Are you too young?
Really?
Yet?
Why is he working at the Daily Bugle?
He always asks.
I'll just pack on some smoking and more alcohol and get myself looking older.
Eddie Brock.
Eddie Brock!
You could be Eddie Brock as, like, the press, but then have, like,
a black sleeve that's like creeping up over you, like yes! like the Venom suit's taking
with the
you on
with a claw. The,
yeah. Yeah.
There you
that's
go.
A good idea. See, like, that's like you could rob over. Sometimes yeah. you think a good idea is.
But think about the interviews you could help us get with a suit like that.
It's true.
Yeah, man.
Any chick dressed as like anything to do with like Mary Jane Watson.
I will even cut my hair short for that costume.
I'll have to shave my beard every time. I'm like,
you're going to get the Superman?
Yeah. Every I'll time. Get the curl and everything.
I'm literally going to have to shave my beard. Every time I'm like, I'm going to go as homeless Superman.
Oh, we can't
you got to go as Brock. Ah, oh, shave.
So here's the thing. If we're gonna do this for Niagara Comic Con, where we all go as, well, I'm going to be there as an artist, but I'll sneak out to do interviews as well. Well, I did interviews from behind my table. So we'll all do like some sort of press in some way. What about all the other shows we're going to do? Are we going to keep this as a theme, or we go as a press?
Yeah, why not? That's cool.
I think we've just like set a milestone here.
I think we have.
Ryan, you can make us some Photoshop fake Daily Planet badges that were on our shirts.
Yeah, I can do that.
Katie, can I borrow one of your antique cameras? Mm-hmm. Just borrow. I'm not gonna break it. I promise.
Okay, you know when it starts off, I'm not going to bring it. I promise.
Maybe go to Value Village and find you a camera. There.
Yeah, I think we'll get him a different camera.
Don't take from Katie's collection of antique cameras.
So I think Diana has a Fisher Price one. And we can just paint it black. Yeah, let's go on.
I like this.
The little flash tube on the top that just goes click click click.
it'll start playing Old MacDonald if he pushes the shutter.
The smile of the camera. That's a speaking spell. Oh.
The cow says, moo.
Dudes, I like this idea a lot, actually. I think we should.
I think it is a good idea. We're going to have to test this out. We're going to have to give it a beta test.
Alright.
No,
that's too soon.
Burlington Toy Show.
There's the Canadian Toy Con in Burlington in September.
Yeah.
I'm going to look at getting a table there.
I'll get a cheap suit from Value Village.
I think we can make this happen. We're going to have to give this oral.
I like this.
We'll do the beta test there.
Yeah,
and then Niagara Comic Con, that'll be where we go full force at it, where everybody's there.
I'm involved in something for once. Woo! Inclusion!
All right, let's take a quick break, and we'll be right back with some more Con Talk.
Hold on, true believers. There's more We Got the Geek after these words.
A new spin on the traditional comic book store. Pulp Comics now has everything you need to get the party started. Our goal is to make it simple for you by providing a unique and innovative party space. Ample space, seating for up to 30 people, arcade cabinets and board games, and special appearances by superhero or sci-fi characters to make your event an absolute success. Various packages available from simple rental to the space to a fully featured epic party. Come see us at 4559 Queen Street in Niagara Falls. Call us at 905-353-0666 or visit us at www.pulpcomics.ca.
All right, we are back. I'm sitting here with John, Ryan, Katie, Don Fraser, and the lovely Casey will be back in a second.
Oh, there she is.
Found her. And I brought a dog with me.
Legitimately, 1 second.
So we just came up with what we think is a good idea for future costumes. You should even have web shooters, right? If you're gonna be Peter Parker.
Just have like the can of spray stuff.
The silly string. They have web shooters.
They have
that
web
do
shooter
that.
Gloves
oh,
that
do
that.
Yeah, they do actually. Yeah.
That's why I'm inventing stuff that came out 6 years ago.
Wow. Apple.
And just think of it.
Nice.
Oh.
Thing is, though, true story. That's like.
Well, who's going to tell Hunter he has to wear a green suit with a bow tie all day then?
I will text him right now.
Oh, do we get to, like, put freckles on his face?
Yeah.
Right on.
I'm going to see if I can find, like, a. Oh, no, I have a full leather jacket I can wear. I can just tear up the sleeve a little bit and then do the black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would be certainly a better Venom than Topher Grace.
Yeah, but he got paid more.
Yeah, he...
Well, yeah, we can't pay yet.
Do I get Timbits?
Yes.
Worth it.
You can have Timbits.
Timbits and Heinekens.
Ooh,
Can we have him sign the waiver now that says we're not going to pay him for this?
In Timbits or before yes. Heinekens. You pay yourself in Timbits and Heinekens.
No, I buy you at least half a beer.
Oh, you can.
That's generous.
ABC beer. ABD?
ABD beer. Already been drunk.
All right, so what I got to ask you guys next is, did anyone make any cool purchases at the convention at Niagara Falls? I know Ryan got some artwork.
John, you got a poster.
Yeah, technically, like for myself, I only made the one purchase, which was the Sam Jones poster slash autograph slash photo with the gigantic Sam Jones. That was really the only purchase I made for myself, but we did get a cool print from one of the Spent Pencil guys, Gerard, to go with Zane's collection for his room.
That's cool.
And I know that, you know, Shadow Rogue got a couple of prints and stuff from the artist on the other side of me, Dan Solberg, who we actually did an interview with. His artwork was just wonderful as well. So really all we bought was just a couple of prints with people signing them. Nothing really spectacular, but it's really cool stuff for us because that's really what we go after.
Everything I saw, which is way too pricey, but I managed to get a couple of cool graphic novels for cheap.
Right on.
See, I didn't look at any for the graphic novels, but I did pick up some prints. I finally picked up a print or a commission from Christopher Yao. So you know how the little kids drawings that he does of like the Star Wars or the superheroes. So he did one for the Firefly cast.
Which, I did see that. Oh, that was really awesome.
That sounds awesome.
He gave me the actual. So the black and white, he's actually going to be doing a colorized version, too. So he's going to give me the digital version.
Nice.
So I hope to have that up on our website to say, hey, look, this is what Christopher Yao did. And I actually am getting to do another commission, a Deadpool girl. So an adult Deadpool girl and then the Deadpool, like, kid in a fighting scene.
So where are you getting all this money, Ryan? Because you're commissioning me and you're commissioning Chris Yao. Like, I think you need to buy some more equipment for the studio here.
Hey, I invested in the camera, sir. No more iPhone pictures.
Oh.
But I also bought the prints from you. You said your friends, the
Spent Pencils.
Spent Pencils. I bought three prints from them that were amazing.
Yeah, they are my friends because they're amazing people and wonderful artists.
Amazing artists.
But yeah, you bought from them instead of me. But that's okay. It's all right. You'll buy more from me later.
So they're your friends because they draw well?
They're my friends because they're awesome people.
They just
happen to draw really well. And they're such a great, like, they're high energy people, man. Like, I seriously could not be, like, unexcited about being there with those guys next to me. They were so much fun carrying on with each other. The energy just kind of carried down the line. And it was almost like I was an unofficial extra member of Spent Pencils for that weekend. It was really cool just to see all of us, like, sketching and chatting and hanging out there. And actually snagged a little interview with Daniel Wong, one of the members there, because he was sitting right beside me through the whole show. So yeah,
well, right?
Those guys were fun. Those guys were a lot of fun.
Cool. Yeah, I was going to mention the interviews that we did get were great. Like, everyone was nice to us.
Mm-hmm.
We talked to Steph from the Geek Chic Elite.
Yep.
So she was kind enough to grant us an interview. And then we talked to a really nice organization, Cosplay for a Cure. They raise money through cosplay for cancer research. And we knew the guy who was doing the photography for them, Rob Consoni, who I used to work with, and we did an interview with him as well.
Yeah, from what? Rebel Shots Photography.
Yeah, he was kind of mentoring you a little
bit. Actually,
he was
telling me some of the programs to use and said that the built-in flash, don't even bother. So good to know.
Yep.
And then John sent us down to interview a couple guys who have their own independent comic, The Red Squirrel.
Yeah, Gordon Shipperbottom of Poor Man Comics.
And what was cool about that is, as soon as we said who we were, they'd already been following us on Twitter for a while, I guess.
Yep.
Then they got all excited when they knew who we were. It was great.
Yeah, they're Gordon in particular, he's the one behind it, and his buddy there, I don't remember his name offhand, but I guess he's the marketing director for the group.
Yep.
But Gordon's the artist and the writer of the story, from what I understand, and it's a cool book. I forgot to grab my issue, so I have to, like, sneak out to the comic shop tomorrow or something like that to get my hands on a copy of
Red Squirrel. They're selling it at Pulp and Mostly now.
And it's actually at a couple other shops as well, as far as I understand.
Okay. I saw the photos of them with Mostly and Pulp.
Yeah, I think there's more photos up now of them having it in a few other shops as well, which is, you know, great work for them. You know, they're getting that book out there.
Yeah, for sure.
But it was neat to talk to Gordon. He's a really nice guy. And I don't know if you guys noticed at the table, but he had a little draw going on where you fill out your name and email address. And when they if they draw your name, you're going to get drawn into the next issue of the comic.
Oh, wow.
Really?
That's pretty awesome.
It was pretty fun. So I thought, well, I'm sitting here just talking to you. Why not? let another fellow artist, you know, an independent guy, draw me into his comic.
So see John Bomber, the Red Squirrel.
But
Elvis wants in on that contest.
What was one of the neat things about it is you're going to want to follow their Facebook page as well, because I got an email last night offering 5 more ballots to go into that draw. If you do something specific on the type in something specific that was in the email on the Facebook page to show that you've been following it. So I did that. So, you know, go over, like their page, Poor Man Comics, and, you know, see if you can try and get in on some of this.
I liked them as soon as we got back from the con, because they were really nice.
Yeah, they're you know, a nice group. Looks like they've definitely got their heart into their project, and I really look forward to seeing how they go forward with that, and, you know, I know us here at We Got the Geek are going to do whatever we can to help promote fellow indie people. So,
well, especially locals. Like, that's how he's written the comic, that the fact that it's a local. Like,
yep, right here in the Falls.
Dude, I will promote any local geek talent, any fellow geek journalist, anything. Like, it's a great community, actually.
Oh, for sure.
Well, what we'll have to do is, as they do more, we'll have to get them here in the studio to chat about it, not just what we got at the con.
Definitely, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Like, they were super nice. Kath and I noticed, we've been doing, you guys are aware, because you guys are co-founders, we've been doing We Got the Geek since February, 4 months. We noticed it was so great this time because people from past events were coming up to us that recognized us. And, hey, We Got the Geek, and tell them your Chris Yao story. Like, even that was impressive.
So, we've done a couple of comic book days, and I've been Chris Yao. I didn't get a chance to actually see him at Fun Expo because I was at the table the whole day, and
right.
He was at his table the whole day. So we kind of Facebooked back and forth, and I was like, "Oh, I didn't get to see you. Hope to see you at the next event." And you know, he's like, "Yeah, I'll be at Niagara Falls." And I was like, "Okay, yay! I don't have to wait until August to see you." Just back and forth, you know, cute little banter, whatever. So then Saturday, when I had done my walk around again at the end of the day, when it died down, I went over to Chris Yao, and I had to make a comment, because at the beginning of the day, he posted on his Facebook, he was right across from Mark Silvestri and
George Perez. Like, basically, their lineups ended at the front of his table.
So he had a picture of their empty booths with their names over them, and he's like, "I got great seats for the day," or something like that.
Yep.
So I had to go over to him and make a comment about it. So he's just got his head down, and he's sketching away, and I'm like, "So you thought you had a great table? And then you were looking at bums all day," and he's like, and he looks up and he's like, "Yep, bums and profiles all day long. That's all I saw. People bumping into his table and stuff like that." So, you know, funny. And then he goes, "Is Ryan here?" And it took a moment, and I was like, "No, he'll be here tomorrow." But I was like, "Okay, Christopher Yao just connected me to We Got the Geek when Jay and Ryan interviewed him."
Yep.
Even though I wasn't there. Like, if Jay had gone up to him and said it, I could see, because he did the interview with Ryan. No, I wasn't even part of that. I edited it behind the scenes, like, a week later. So I was like, "I got noticed. I got recognized."
Well, yeah.
It's famous.
And the first guy I saw when I walked in was Alfonso from Studio Comics, who we interviewed at Articon.
Yeah, we interviewed him.
Walked right up to me, shook my hand, like, "Hey, man, great to see you again." And
yeah, he's a riot. He's hilarious. We had a lot of fun with him, because he was 2 tables over from me. So it was great chatting back and forth, because every time we would walk by, like when I got Mark Silvestri to sign my books, I walked by, he was talking to fans of his, you know, pitching his books and his projects and stuff. So I walked by and just held up my 2 books with Mark Silvestri's signature on them. I put on this little strut as I walked by, totally distracted him from his fans, and he just waved a big thumbs up. But he was a cool guy too, and a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to doing more shows with him as well.
I mean, it just felt so good to be part of that community, and like it, and I came home in such a good feeling after that.
Yeah, really, it's it was an amazing show to be part of. But I can't say this enough. It was an amazing show to be a fan at. Like, mm-hmm. It really was. This really was the best con that
I've
been at.
It was a good weekend.
Yet. And it seemed to look that way on everybody else's face that went through there. And, you know, little old ladies that were walking through just because they wanted to know what was going on. There was a 70-year-old woman that came through and bought my Predator print. And I'm thinking it's for her grandson or something like that. No, it's going on her bedroom wall.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
I'm like,
good for you, Grandma. Like, that's awesome. You got good taste in action movies.
It was my mom's first convention ever. She went on the Saturday, actually. Brought my nephew to it, and she had a great time.
Right on.
Yeah.
It was Katie's first Comic-Con. I was teaching her stuff about everything, but it was fun.
I was teaching her stuff about everything.
You know what steampunk is? These goggles are steampunk. Literally, but it was fun because it was a learning experience for her, and everybody was having a good time.
See, last year was my first time at the Niagara Comic Con, so that was my first Comic Con, period. So
you're still kind of a rookie, but you're doing better.
Oh, no, for sure. But that's the thing is, obviously, it wasn't there on the Saturday where there was, I guess, over capacity.
Yeah,
but
it was over 10,000 people on
But that just
day.
Shows the need for this area, that people want this.
Definitely.
Well, that's what Paul said when they first started it, when we did that beta test at Babe and Buster's on Clifton Hill that first year. You know, Paul said it best when he was being interviewed, I think, for one of the local TV stations or something like that. There's no reason why Niagara Falls, being a border town, can't compete with the New York, the Chicago, the San Diego. You know, we've got upstate New York fans that can come. We got pretty much all of Ontario, you know, Ohio, Pennsylvania. Anybody can really get to Niagara Falls. Easily. So there's really, we can create the demand just by putting it on here. And, you know, hats off to, you know, Paul and his team. And, you know, they really did a great job. This is only the third year and it's this big.
Yeah.
Like, I saw some video where somebody had come from, like, some people had come from, like, Manitoba.
Yeah. To come all the way. Wow. Plus the expanse of the quality of celebrities, like, every year.
Yep.
It's getting better.
It's gone up every year.
Yeah. It's getting so much better. Like, I wanted Tim Russ to sign my Spaceballs DVD, and then he's there. I'm like, oh, it can actually happen.
Yeah, and
he's
apparently,
in my town.
As far as I understand, people were having him do that, and he was signing it with the line, "We ain't found shit."
Yeah, that's exactly what I wanted to do. And I was like, yeah. It was that impressive. Like, I hope Will Wheaton comes down one year. That'd be impressive.
Well, I know.
Start Twitter.
Whoever is running their Facebook page, I'm not sure if it's Paul or Chris or who does the posting.
It could be Paul, Chris, DJ, it could be any of them.
But they said, who do you want to see next year? And that thread exploded.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I put in a couple on there.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you guys saw it. Chris was interviewed during the Comic-Con, you know, getting in there just like Paul. You know, getting his face out for everybody to, you know who's behind these shows. And he mentioned two names that they were in talks with. And my mind was blown with one of them, and then my mind was blown in a completely separate way with the other. But they were being interviewed and asked, or Chris was being interviewed and asked, who would you think you'll get for next year? Well, the first name he said was, you know, we're in talks with a number of people, but we'd like to get Mark Hamill. We're in talks with Mark Hamill.
Wow.
I went, oh my God. There's another bucket lister.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, yeah. And then he followed it up with Steve Urkel.
Oh, jeez.
I'm like, okay, not for me. There's going to be a lot of people that would want to meet Jaleel White.
I want to meet Jaleel White.
Not
as Steve Urkel, as Stefan Urkel.
Yes.
Stefan was a far better
Steve
character.
Steve Urkel on the Saturday and Stefan Urkel on the Sunday.
Yeah.
But he's got to go in and out of that booth to do it, right?
With his little car.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, they have to get the little Steve Urkel car.
With the door in the front.
Yes! Yeah. Right next to the Batmobile.
But, you know, Steve 80s Urkel TV car. Aside, could we get Mark Hamill?
Yeah.
Could we actually
get Mark
Hamill?
I've never seen him at a convention ever.
That's true.
The only one I know of was when he was at Celebration 6 in Florida last year. A bunch of our local 501st guys were lucky enough to go down, and they actually got to meet him, along with a whole number of others. But I'm like, you know, here I'm thinking I'm never going to get the chance, right? Well, if they pull it off and he shows up next year,
that'd be awesome.
Might have to have dinner with Luke Skywalker.
You wouldn't even ask him.
You text me if that happens. You text me.
Hey, if the 501st has another dinner and there's a celebrity coming, there might be a few secret texts.
I'm looking
that go
at
out.
Kath right now. Like, you know she's not going to ask him about Luke Skywalker. It's going to probably be Cockknocker from Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
I would ask him about
Corvette Summer.
I would ask him about when he was on that episode of that Flash TV series
as
the Trickster.
Yes.
I would get him to sign my box set.
I really want Will Wheaton to come down because I'm a connoisseur of beer, and as is he, of homebrews. But I would love to, like, have a beer and play Cards Against Humanity with him. I would absolutely love it.
I think we should just try to arrange that. Let's just start messaging him in every means through social media that we can, just to invite him to, you know, hey, dude, like, totally, pay your own way, because we're not going to pay for you, but come here, sit in the We Got the Geek studio, we'll play Cards Against Humanity, we'll drink beer, you can crash on the couch, and then we'll send you back a couple of days later. Like, let's see if he'll do that.
Yeah. I know what you're thinking. Kristen's mind would be blown.
Oh,
that's her favorite actor.
Will Wheaton sleeps on my couch?
Yeah.
She'll steal the couch.
Kristen would be like, can I sleep over?
I'll be nice enough and save up maybe half the money for a room, an actual room.
Oh, what's wrong with my couch?
That's
I'm like halfway deep in the couch.
Let's not go there.
But that's the studio couch. He can sleep on like the regular couch.
Ah. You're gonna go high quality for the superstar.
Yeah. Well, hey, he was in
episodes. It's not really that comfortable to sleep on.
He was in episodes of The Guild. He's a super superstar.
He's a super superstar.
He's a megastar.
Get Felicia Day too. Mind blown.
If we get Felicia Day.
I signed Jeff Johns on that list because I've always wanted to meet him.
Jeff Johns was on my list. I put, I think, about 15 different names of artists and people that I would like to see there, like Jimmy Palmiotti and Amanda Conn or Darwin Cook.
Oh.
I would love to see Neil Adams come here. I was lucky enough to meet him in Toronto last year, but I would totally want to meet him again.
I was proud of Casey for her choices.
I want Judd Winnick and Brad Meltzer.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's pretty impressive.
Yeah. A
couple green
arrows.
And
the
arrow.
Bad thing is, I would totally be asking Judd Winnick about the real world. Because that's when I fell in love with him.
How about another part of that Green Arrow writer trinity and have Kevin Smith, too?
Kevin Smith was on my list. I definitely would want him to come here. What about, like, Neil Gaiman, Grant Morrison?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe Dave Gibbons.
Yeah.
A
thousand times, yes.
It's a good thing there's Kleenex.
Somebody come wipe on you. Wipe on my couch.
One person who was definitely on my list, though, I think she was one of the top people, in, like, when I first started listing names, was Gail Simone.
Oh, it'd be great to meet her again.
Yeah, we all met her at Wizard World, right?
She would be definitely down for an interview, probably, too.
Yeah, she was so cool.
She's
such a nice person. And like,
follow her on Twitter. She is so
I do follow
funny.
Her on Twitter. She cracks me up. I follow her on Facebook, too. And it's funny because you see her on Twitter where she's just hilarious. Then you see her on Facebook where she's hilarious, but also praising the shit out of the people that she works with.
Yeah.
And like still shocked that she gets to do something that's so amazing. You know, it's really nice to see that.
Well, she's on a Superman run right now. And somebody, and I don't remember who, had told her that writing Superman was incredibly hard and difficult.
She wrote Superman
and
for a little
like,
bit.
She's like, I am having so much fun writing this family. Like, she's loving it. She's living the dream, man.
Yeah, she is. Let's get her here. Maybe we should just, like, make up a giant We Got the Geek wish list and take it to Paul and Chris and just say, here. Make it happen. Just do it.
Here are our demands.
Just make sure...
Here are our demands.
You are demands. Just make sure Wheaton's on it for me, please.
Joss Whedon?
No.
Wheaton.
No. What about Joss Whedon, though?
Joss Whedon could be on there, but...
Joss Whedon and Will Wheaton together.
I want to play games with Will Wheaton.
What do you think, Ryan?
Wheaton Fest?
You haven't spoken up at all to say anything about, like, Nathan Fillion, or...
Well, the fact that I may get a chance to meet, like, Nathan Fillion in...
In Toronto.
What are you
in Toronto, dude. You're not going
to
get anywhere near a lineup for that.
I'll
he's
going to
see you.
One.
He's
going to
see you come in
one.
And just be like, "No, keep that
oh,
one back."
That guy.
he's drooling and he's 700 yards away.
What I like about
creepy.
Like what I've seen in like other entertainment sites, Nathan Fillion. It's that you know how some actors they are when they take pictures, they're like, "Oh, don't be, just stay there." They take your picture and then move on. Nathan Fillion actually does like poses and everything with the people.
Oh, yeah, so here's what we'll do. Let's say we all get in there with we got the press passes or something, and we get to go up to Nathan Fillion. We know that you're going to start talking to him about Firefly and stuff. If you start to open your mouth to speak to him about Firefly, I'm going to jump in and talk to him about Captain Hammer from Dr. Horrible's Sing Along Blog.
You know what? I'll second that.
Yeah.
And I'm going to start talking
because,
about
you know why?
The girl in the pizza place.
It's because the hammer is his penis.
I'm going to talk to him about Desperate Housewives then.
Hey, he was in Saving Private Ryan.
That's right, yeah.
Katie, you talked about Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, we need to distract Nathan Fillion so that he doesn't get the chance to talk Firefly with Ryan.
That's funny.
That's the plan.
What was it like working with Ryan Reynolds?
And the pizza place.
What was it like having Ryan Reynolds take your Green Lantern part?
Really? I did not know about that.
Is Neil Patrick Harris, like, really that, like, tall?
Yeah,
right.
Really work.
Oh my!
Are you still in touch? Are you still in touch with the girl?
Did you ever make your own pizza behind the scenes?
Do you have your own bad horse?
Do you-
you know, the thoroughbred of sin. Yeah, Ryan's not going to get a chance to say even say Firefly. He's going to run up and be like, Nathan, Nathan, Firefly! And we're just going to be like, nope.
Be a wall of
Captain Hammer.
And then just run away.
And he's going to remove this fellow from my presence.
The funny thing is like, every, like one of the guys at work says, you know, he's in other stuff, Firefly? And I'm like, yeah.
Here's the plan, Ryan. We'll all go to Fan Expo, whether it's as press or fans or what have you. I'm faster than you.
Okay.
I'm going to get to Nathan Fillion's line. I'm going to take a video camera with me. I'm going to get him to look in the camera and say, Firefly, that is all.
I dare you.
And you are not going to get a chance to have
you know
me
what?
Say it near him.
I dare you to do that this year.
All right. You think I won't do it. I'll get up in front of any one of these guys way before you will.
I say it right now, $50. I bet you won't.
I can honestly see you checking people out of line to do this.
$50 yeah? bucks right here and now. I bet you won't. Do that.
You don't think I will ask Nathan
for
$50
bucks?
That?
No.
Dude, I will ask him to do other things.
$50 bucks.
$50 bucks.
All right, dude, I'll give you $50 if you let.
Where are you getting your money from? You got a new camera? Any way to put $50 down?
Just to have me talk to Nathan Fillion? Yeah.
Okay, because I need to get that image out of my head, I think we're gonna call it a night for this segment.
Come and hammer.
And thanks to you guys for coming to do the special 100th edition. It was cool seeing y'all again.
Yeah,
this is awesome.
Yay. A lot of fun.
It's cool seeing you at the convention. I do enjoy that I summoned Don out of thin air at the convention as well by the General Lee.
I was like magic.
I turned to Kath at one point. And went, when's Don Fraser getting here?
And then Don shows up, right?
Nice.
Anyhow, thanks guys for being here. I know we didn't get to talk comics, but we'll do that in a separate segment. So, stay classy.
Yay!
Thanks for listening. To hear more We Got the Geek, check us out at www.wegotthegeek.com and on iTunes.